Early breakfast with Africa Milani on 702.
Let's all right, no football on our screens at the moment. Traditionally, we should have had the relegation promotion playoffs for the PSL taking place. Many people waiting for the matches to start earlier in the week, but they did not. Baden Gillian is a sports journalist with Sport 24, joins me on the line now. Baden, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Africa. Thanks for having me.
For those of us who have not been paying close attention, remind us why we are sitting without football.
Okay, if I can just recap the timeline for you quickly. So what this all stems back from is on the 2nd of January, a fixture between Polokwane City and Sekhukhune United happened on the 2nd of January, like I said. Polokwane actually won that game 1-0, but Sekhukhune, they played the game under protest because the opponents, Polokwane, they failed to field the required number of 5 under-23 players. So that incident happened all the way back in January earlier this year, right? And the PSL, they handed the decision down, which was they handed the fixture to Sekhukhune by a scoreline of 3-0, so which meant that heading into the final day of the PSL season in the Glad Africa Championship, Sekhukhune actually, they led the standings heading into the final day. And that's where all this comes from, where there was a bit of a dispute between Royal M, who were leading the standings, and Sekhukhune, who now, after the judgment, who topped the standings then heading into the final day of the season. So there was all these boarding disputes which went to the PSL DC as well, and they finally came to a judgment that Sekhukhune are the rightful winners of the Glad Africa Championship, and now Royal M, they are disputing that, and they've successfully approached the Gauteng High Court to have the promotion relegation playoffs suspended until a further final decision can be handed down.
And do we know when this further and final decision will be handed down?
The timeline that they said was for either yesterday morning or Friday morning today.
And what impact will that have then on the PSL to carry out the series of games that will basically determine who stays or is promoted to the PSL and who isn't?
Yeah, so what this generally would mean, right, is that either Sekhukhune or Royal M are the rightful winners of the Glad Africa Championship. So whoever is declared the winner, the runner-up then, which is Royal M at the moment, they would then be competing in the relegation promotion playoffs. So the promotion relegation playoffs, that needs to happen. At the moment, it involves three teams: Tribe United, who finished 15th in the PSL last season, and the two Glad Africa teams at the moment, which is Royal M and Richards Bay FC, which they finished in third place in the Glad Africa Championship. So we are currently, at the moment, we are disputing the position of Royal M and then Sekhukhune, who would be the last team to compete in these promotion playoffs.
At the end of the day, all of this just leaves a bad taste on the mouth, doesn't it, for those who love soccer? Yes, it's a professional sport, and yes, millions of rands sometimes are at stake. We absolutely appreciate that. The majority of South Africans just want to enjoy a game of football.
Exactly. So, Africa, the major question that we need to ask ourselves is, why does this continue to happen in the VSL? Like, this isn't the first time that this has happened, and it's actually happened much more than once, most notably with Ajax Cape Town. They had the exact same battle when they were about to compete the promotion playoffs as well. And in my opinion, why this happens is the PSL at the moment, the rules and regulations in the PSL handbook, it doesn't adequately enough guard against you can say maybe corruption or bending of the rules, or you understand what I'm trying to say? It leaves a space where the rules can be bent in a way where there's too many gray areas within the regulations.